Mark Olsey here. Welcome to the Pledge Talk online mini course, where you are going to learn a how-to for when communication really matters. So far, we have talked about the first three steps in the Pledge Talk process: pause, listen, and echo. Now, the next time you experience a moment when communication matters, you will know exactly what to do to stay connected and move the conversation in a good direction. Pause, listen, and echo in that order. This next step naturally follows in line with the process. It's represented by the letter D in pledge and stands for the word disarm. Again, thinking first in the context of a conflict, this is the step that leads the relationship back to peace. Here's how. Tension shows up in a relationship, or you find yourself in the midst of a conflict. And the problem for most of us is we don't know what to do. Jim, my politician friend, says he finds himself in this position a lot. Go figure. We all tend to get mad at politicians. Prior to knowing Pledge Talk, he didn't know what to do either when someone came in his office mad. Now he knows exactly what to do. He follows the process I teach to a T and says it works every time. Here's what he told me he does when someone comes in mad at him. Jim puts the conversation briefly on hold while he goes to his desk and pulls out a pad of paper. In effect, he is pausing momentarily. No doubt, while doing so, he is getting his own emotions under control so he can think straight and show that he values the person coming in to speak with him. Jim then tells the person that he is going to take notes while they tell him what they are angry about. He explains that he wants to be sure he does his best to listen and understand them, and taking notes helps him to do so. Then, when the person is done sharing their frustration, Jim starts at the beginning and echoes back each part of what the person said to make sure he knows that Jim heard and genuinely understands them. Jim pauses, listens, and echoes. He also does the next step, disarm. He disarms the tension by saying something like, "What you have told me makes sense. I understand and I appreciate your concerns. They make sense." We must do the same when we find ourselves in a tough spot with our spouse, our child, a friend, or anyone. We must think Pledge Talk. First we pause. Then we listen to the other person's concerns and echo back what we heard them say. Then we disarm the tension between us by saying something that validates the other person's frustration. My friend Jim says that when he validates the person sharing with him, the tension in the room immediately drops, for there is no need for the other person to repeat again why they're so mad. He also says it's fun watching the person's jaw drop because they feel heard and understood, a rare thing these days. We all have moments when we are frustrated or hurt because of something someone has said or done. We wonder if we're crazy for feeling what we do. We don't think we are, but we don't know for sure. So when the person we have had the conflict with listens to us in a non-defensive manner and echoes back and even validates our concerns, it feels pretty good and goes a long way to bringing peace to the relationship. You and I can lead the way to peace and respect and love in our relationships with others through the Pledge Talk process if we regularly practice pausing, listening, echoing, and disarming or validating when there's tension in those relationships. After listening to my daughter's frustration with me treating her like a child and echoing back to be sure I understood correctly, I disarmed the conflict between us by telling her I could understand her frustrations. They made sense. When I said that, it helped me make her feel like she wasn't crazy for feeling like she did, and there were reasons why she felt that way. Now, I know the big question everyone is asking with this step we call disarm. What if you feel you can't say that makes sense? Because it really doesn't. Even after they explained everything and you did your best to listen, it still doesn't make sense why they are upset or why they see things the way they do. Well, take a look at this picture. Two people arguing back and forth over whether the number they see is a 9 or a 6. And the only way this will get resolved is if one person walks around to the other side to see the number from the other person's perspective. Then, and only then, will things begin to make sense. It's the same for you and I. At the root of most conflicts, there are one or more areas where things are seen and experienced from a different perspective. To bring resolve, we must walk over to see the other person's perspective so we can say, oh, I get it. I see now what you're talking about. That makes sense. Keep in mind that by saying that makes sense, you aren't telling them they are completely right and you're completely wrong. What you are saying is that you can understand their perspective. Okay, so here's the challenge for today. Practice disarming and validating. If you find yourself in tension or conflict today, be sure to pause, listen, echo, and then disarm. Disarm the tension by validating what the other has said with the phrase, "That makes sense. I can see your viewpoint." And when not in tension with others today, practice validating what others say anyways. Here's how. Applaud someone for speaking up in a meeting. Appreciate their perspective. Maybe even draw them out to listen more by asking them to explain their thoughts further. That's validation. When your spouse tells you about their day, don't tell them they shouldn't have felt that way. Instead, tell them, "It makes sense. I can see why you felt that way, hun." Seek to be affirming in some way or another to every person you meet or spend time with today. Okay, see you tomorrow for the fifth step in the Pledge Talk process.